The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
Welcome to Day 35 of Love Now. Today's title is Love Now, because Jesus will return. David Jeremiah wrote, "Love without distinction, without calculation, love without procrastination, just love." Our text today is Hebrews 10, 24 through 25. "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Today concludes our devotion, Love Now. While the reading stops and the pages end, God's love for us, our love for Him, and our love for others never ends. It also never fails. As people of God, we need to consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. The word translated stir up is only found one other time in the New Testament. The Greek word means to provoke or verbally jab someone so that they must respond. In Hebrews 10:24, it is used positively. Stephen J. Cole expounds on today's scripture by sharing the following wisdom. Note that the command here is not to love one another and perform good deeds, although many other scriptures tell us to do those things. Rather, the command is to consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. It is the only use of one another in Hebrews. Stir up, or consider, means that you have to give some thought to this, or it won't happen. To give thought to it means that you have to take your focus off yourself and think about others. What does this other person need to help him or her grow in love and good deeds? Stir up is an unusual word to use here. It normally has a negative connotation, meaning to provoke, as seen in Acts 15:39. Here, the author may be using it ironically to grab attention, rather than provoking one another to anger. Think about how to provoke one another to love and good deeds. This also implies that Christian love needs to be worked at. It isn't automatic. It requires thought and effort. The context where this provoking to love and good deeds takes place is when we assemble together. Some had dropped out of church. Perhaps they had their feelings hurt by other believers, and now they claimed that they would worship God better alone. Almost invariably, when people drop out of church, their focus is on themselves, not on God and others. Instead of thinking, "How can I be used of God to spur others on in love?" they think, "My needs aren't being met. The church is unfriendly and unloving." You can practice faith and hope when you're alone, but you can't encourage others to love and good deeds when you're alone. You have to gather with the saints to do it. The author adds that this ministry involves encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. The word encouraging can also mean exhorting. The noun is used of one of who comes alongside to give aid, such as an advocate who pleads your case in a court of law. If you're in doubt as to whether to encourage or exhort, you should encourage. Save the exhortations for those you know well, and only then when you have prayed and since the Lord is so leading. The day refers to the coming day of judgment, when we all will give an account to Christ. We must love now, because Jesus is coming back. While no one knows the time or date, we are all one day closer to His return today than we were yesterday. Life is short. It is but a vapor, and then it's gone, as seen in James 4:14. The world desperately needs to witness the love of God through the lives of His followers. In addition, the church needs to regularly gather together so that believers can encourage one another in love. Don't put off until tomorrow what God is calling you to do today. Love now, and do it often. Here are some questions to consider. What are you doing, and what can you do to stir up love in other believers? How does Jesus' return heighten your urgency to love now? And finally, what have you learned from our journey together? And how can you apply it right now to your walk with the Lord? Thanks for joining us on this journey to love now. Be blessed.